Kevin, how has it been back in the North East, first and foremost?
Well, it's always nice to come back, you know. It's not just because I played and managed here a few times, but my family, my grandfather was in the West Stanley pit disaster in 1909, so a lot of my roots are here. Obviously, my father lived in Hetley Hall, same place as Bob Paisley, so whenever I come back and drive past those places, it's fantastic for me. And then, you know, the people here, and, you know, even just outside, the autograph collectors, one of them there's got a grey beard now, but I knew him when he was a kid, so, you know, that tells you something about how long he's been collecting autographs.
That must be nice to see, though, surely. It must feel like you're coming home almost.
Yeah, I do, you know, I spent quite a number, if you take the 2 years I played here, and then the 5 years I managed, and then the other 8 months. You know, I've been here quite a long time of my life. You know, I've spent in the Northeast, and I enjoyed it. You know, even the weather didn't bother me. You know, it's a little bit of a, you know, it's a canny day today, isn't it? It's not too cold.
No. Looking at tonight's event in the Great North Run, I read that you ran in the first one when you were involved with England. How was that then?
Yeah, it was good. I was with Southampton at the time, and Brendan asked me to come up and run in it. I was pretty fit then. Obviously, I was still playing at my peak. And I wore half a Newcastle strip and half a Sunderland strip. I had half a shorts black, half red. And, yeah, it was good fun. Got a great reception. And the only thing that Brendan told me it was a fun run. And there's not a lot of fun when you... No. It was quite a hot day, you know, and... But I enjoyed it. You know, those drink stations are really important, and that's one of the reasons we're here tonight, is to honour the people who, you know, don't get the limelight, but do such a fantastic job.
Will you be running in this year's race?
I don't think so. I still run. I've just come back from America, where I run 7-8 miles a day, so I could do it. But, you know, I've run it twice now. Well, I ran it the first one, and I also pushed a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And that was tough. I did that for muscular dystrophy, and it looks pretty flat when you're running, but actually when you're pushing a wheelchair, you realise there's a few hills there. And but I enjoyed it, and then again, the people were great. A lot of people helped me push the chair, so I didn't do all the work myself. But maybe now at 60, I'm a bit too old for it. But if Brendan did it again, I might take him on. You know, he's always beat me, but I'd like to beat. I won't go to wait till he's about 90. I might beat him.
Maybe a duel there. A race between the two.
I'll wait till he gets a bit older, I think. He still looks, you know, still looks like he could run a bit.
Yeah, quite lean. As someone, obviously, I know I've got to be careful about what we ask you with regards to football, but as someone that managed Newcastle, how great is it to see that it's going to be hosting some Olympic football matches there in 2012? That must make you very proud.
Yeah, I think fantastic. You know, I mean, when you look at the stadium now, and you realise when I first came here, to play, how basic the stadium was. It was a nice stadium to play in, but it was old. And then the second time when I come to manage, it was built up around us. While we were playing, we were closing areas down, the stand was going up. They were very, very exciting days. And, you know, the stadium is... It stands right above the city now, and that sort of more or less says to me when I see it how much an important part the football is to this city, because we all know that. Only people who live here and have managed here or played here really understand that.
Mm. And one final question, again, to do with London 2012. How proud does it make you as someone that's managed the national side to see England getting all the limelight again for what's going to be a fantastic Olympic celebration?
Yeah, and I would have thought that, you know, the crowds they'll get up here will be fantastic, because people do love the football here and they will get behind it. So, and the people who come, wherever they're from, will have a great experience, because Newcastle is a city that, once you've been to, wherever you meet people who studied here or they've had the pleasure of coming the odd time, they can't wait to come back. It's like a magnet. And so they're in for a really enjoyable experience. I hope the football's good. You know, I don't know what standard it'll be. It depends who turns up on the day and how serious some of the big nations take it. But as far as an event coming to Newcastle, that is fantastic.
Fantastic.